You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 59 and 60. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. I noticed that when Jesus wanted to die, the Bible says he gave up the ghost. He gave up the spirit. And when Stephen was about to die here, he also said, "Lord, receive my spirit." So death is basically separation of spirit from the human body. So something will go out at the point of death and the body will be useless. So the body would have to die. Now Stephen was preaching, telling them about the gospel of Jesus Christ so that they do not perish. And they said it was blasphemy. They dragged him out and they started stoning him. I don't know how to describe what it means to stone a human being to death. I had witnessed a dog stoned to death, and I can tell you, it's a very terrible sight. I can't imagine how it is to stone a human being to death. You are hitting that man on every side. Before he can mourn the pain of a broken hand, there will be a pain of a broken leg. There will be a pain of a broken skull. And they continue to crush him. His rib will break and begin to pierce his lungs, his organs, his liver. His kidney will be smashed with stone. And his intestine will spill all over the place. And they were just killing him in a very merciless and terrible way. Now, but you know what Stephen said? The Bible says, he cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." That means he knew they were committing sin against him. Do you know what Stephen did? Stephen did not hold it against them. Stephen had forgiven them, but he was now interceding for God also to forgive them. Now, because if you did this to a man and the man is saying, "God, please don't hold it against them." You know, that's what Jesus did. Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." You know, if I had read the example of Jesus, some people might say, "But that's Jesus now, even though we are called to be like Christ." But this is Stephen. This is also a man of like passion. And he still found grace to say, "Father, lay not this sin to their charge." One of the utmost signs that you are forgiving people is that you will be the one interceding for God to forgive them. That's a sign. If your attitude is such that I've forgiven them, but I know that God will deal with them, you have not forgiven. People who forgive also intercede for their offender to be forgiven by God. These people had not yet repented. They didn't tell Stephen they were sorry. Because some of you think that forgiving people means they must apologize. They must come and tell you that they are sorry. We don't forgive because people are sorry. We forgive because we are merciful. God is asking you today, what has anybody done to you that is as bad as what they have done to Stephen? Has anybody treated you worse than what Stephen endured? And he still found grace. You know, he could have prayed that prayer silently. He found grace to cry it aloud. And thank God, because he did that, that's why we know what Stephen said that day before he died. Praying for those who were killing him to be forgiven while they were still killing him. And they still went ahead and killed him. My dear brothers and sisters, we have no excuse whatsoever not to forgive. It does not matter whether it's a repeated offender, it's a continuous offender. It does not matter what that person has done to you. Forgive. The Bible says, as God through Jesus Christ forgave you, you also forgive one another. I pray that after now, there will be nobody in your heart that you are holding in unforgiveness. And that you will intercede for every single person whom you have offended you and pleaded with God not to hold it against them. Sometimes it could be your spouse. Do you know your spouse can offend you? Pray, ask God to forgive your spouse that terrible thing that your spouse has done. That's a sign that you have truly forgiven the person. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.